Tottenham Hotspur manager Ange Postecoglou is confident that his team can still achieve something special this season. Despite a difficult campaign so far, they host Elfsborg tonight, knowing a win will guarantee them a place in the last 16 of the Europa League. There's been suggestions the Spurs boss is under pressure due to them being 15th in the Premier League. Postecoglou says that he's got a lot of support, and it seems that the fans' anger is more directed at the club owner Daniel Levy. Spurs are currently in all cup competitions, so they have a chance of winning a trophy this season. Dejan Kulusevski says that everyone at Spurs remains fully behind manager Postecoglou. Kulusevski says it could still end up being a trophy-filled season.
Three cups, we're doing really well in the cups, so it's easy to focus on the league, but we're doing really well in the cups, and if we win, we'll pass to the next round, so I think we can do big things this last 4 months.
4 months, it's going to be massive for Spurs and for Postecoglou to see if he can hold on to his job. Moving to cricket news, the SA Under-19 women's team are in T20 World Cup semi-final action tomorrow morning in Malaysia. The unbeaten Proteas face Australia in their semi-final, and the winner of that one will play either England or India in the final. The Aussies have lost one match in the competition, while India and England are also unbeaten through the tournament. And then we're going to stick with a bit of cricket to finish. It is Betway SA20 game number 26. The Paarl Royals up against the Joburg Super Kings. It is 1-4. The Royals have been in sublime form. They have won their last 5 games in a row. They've won 7 of the 8 in the tournament so far. The Super Kings are down in 4th place and have got themselves into the playoffs. So it all depends on where they finish. Looking at what's happening, the Super Kings won the toss and have chosen to field first at the Wanderers. Looking at what's going on, the Royals have already lost a wicket. Sam Hain was caught by Lewis Deploy off the bowling of Donovan Ferreira. There is no David Miller in that Paarl Royals lineup. They're currently 2-1. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.